And let's turn now to a drug we've spoken of here. It's in high demand now that President Trump promoted its potential to treat COVID-19 before it's been investigated or approved for that use. As Martha Biebinger from member station WBUR reports, there are signs that people are hoarding the drug hydroxychloroquine for patients who already have prescriptions. They are having a hard time getting the medicine they need.
In tweets and during briefings with medical leaders last week, President Trump offered hydroxychloroquine, brand name Plaquenil, as a possible cure for COVID-19.
It may work and it may not work. And I agree with the doctor what he said. May work, may not work. I feel good about it. That's all it is, just a feeling. I'm a smart guy. I feel good about it. And we're going to see. You're going to see soon enough.
There are drug trials underway to determine if this medicine, approved for malaria, lupus, and rheumatoid arthritis, meets FDA standards to treat COVID-19. In the meantime, there's a run on the drug at pharmacies across the country, including in Massachusetts.
Our members are definitely seeing more demand for this medication and, possibly some people trying to hoard the medication.
Todd Brown, who runs the Massachusetts Independent Pharmacists Association, says it appears some doctors are writing prescriptions for themselves or family members.
Pharmacists are seeing an increase in requests and prescriptions for them in instances where it's not clear why the patient needs it at this time.
Brown is suggesting pharmacists restrict prescription quantities and only fill prescriptions for patients with an active need for hydroxychloroquine. If doctors are hoarding, colleagues say that's unethical. Dr. Michael Barnett, a primary care physician and assistant professor at Harvard's Chan School of Public Health, says the drug, if it works, must be saved for those most in need.
There are frontline physicians where if this medication is actually effective or can be used to prevent coronavirus, they certainly could merit treatment with that. But we are very far from knowing whether it's effective in that manner.
You'll notice Barnett mentioned speculation that hydroxychloroquine might prevent the virus that causes COVID-19. While that's not proven, Barnett says he can see why a doctor or nurse might say, hey, I can't get the masks or goggles or gowns I need to protect myself. Why not try this medication? Barnett is sympathetic, but he points out this medicine can cause heart problems, so should not be taken unless there's a known benefit.
Having sort of a free-for-all in terms of prescribing for oneself and just deciding that I'm going to grab some while I can is the kind of mentality that can really undermine our efforts to actually have a concerted public health campaign against this disease.
And then there are the patients with lupus and rheumatoid arthritis who take hydroxychloroquine daily to reduce swelling and rashes. Dr. Jeff Sparks says his patients at Boston's Brigham and Women's Hospital were already fretting about having enough medicine on hand if stores close or it's hard to get out.
The entire last week seemed to be filled with a lot of anxiety about what to do about medications, and in particular, patients asking for refills for hydroxychloroquine.
And now some patients are being told they can't get the medicine or can only get a limited supply. Sparks worries because he says the medication is what keeps many of his patients stable.
So even if patients are doing well, stopping the medication could cause them to flare, which means that they then need to go on to other immunosuppressants or come to the clinic or even get admitted and potentially get exposed in the clinical setting.
Sparks says, like ventilators and masks, hydroxychloroquine is a medical resource the country needs to learn how to manage more carefully. For Here and Now, I'm Martha Biebinger.